Greetings in the name of our adorable Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. Now we're going to say a little more about that sweet word that we noticed in our last broadcast, namely the word come. And we saw how that Noah obeyed the voice of God, Noah and his family, and they were saved from the destruction that then came upon the world. Now if you were to turn to the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, and you would read there at about verse 7, that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Now, in the days of Noah, there was gross unbelief and wickedness that reached the very throne of the God of heaven. But now, coming quickly to what we did say a little about in this seventh chapter, that Noah was invited by God. The word from God was to Noah, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark." Did you know that you have a similar invitation from the God of heaven? Ah, yes, when he was here upon earth, and those precious words, those sweet words, some of the sweetest words that ever could be spoken, were spoken by the Lord Jesus in St. Matthew 11, verse 28, where he says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl who hears those sweet words, who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, will never, thank God, never, never come into judgment. Now quickly, let's notice that in the days of Noah, there was little response on the part of the people to the warning given by God. And see, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached it year after year while that ark was preparing. And I'm sure he warned faithfully and sought to woo his friends and others to telling them of the judgment of God that was about to fall, that God would destroy the world by a flood of waters. Now, the scientists and the wise men of that day hooted at the very idea. You can just easily imagine they're saying, "Well, God going to destroy the world by a flood of waters? A drop of rain up to that point had never before fallen. God watered the earth by a dew that came down and came up." And that was the way that the vegetation was maintained. It was by the dew that came down, the dew that sprang up. But no rain. There had been no rain. Now then, in this seventh chapter of Genesis, in verse 7, it says, "Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood." You see, he didn't see them. But he had a word from God, and that word from God was, "I will destroy the world by a flood of waters." And he believed God. And you see, to believe God, you know, if you want to safeguard yourself from coming judgment, then you believe God. And the same God that destroyed the world by a flood of waters is going to destroy the world a second time. Yes, he's going to destroy the world not by water, but by fire. Yes, the word of God clearly, very clearly indicates that. And if you were to turn to the Epistle of Peter, and I hope you will, the second Epistle of Peter, and in that third chapter you would read there, it says, they willingly are ignorant of, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved with fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Oh, will you be wise? Will you hear? Will you believe? Will you say, "Well, thank God. Be forewarned means to be forearmed and prepared. And I shall enter into the rich provision that God has made, and for God has provided his well-beloved Son." And you know, he sent him into the world not to judge the world, but that the world to him might be safe. And he tells us that he's going to destroy the world now, again, not by flood waters, but by fire. And you better believe God, and if you want to be safe, I'll tell you what to do. You hear those sweet words, will you, from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."